Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Sestrino here, getting you ready for the Spicin' Hour here tonight. And we have got a fun show planned with Spencer and Tyson. Before we get to that, I want to take a moment and thank our sponsor. And those are our friends over at True Car. Because when you're making a big purchase, like buying a new car, don't you want and expect a transparent buying process? A process that gives you the confidence to know that you're getting a fair deal. So to understand the power of transparency, you need to check out True Car and the True Car mobile app. Because with True Car, not only can you configure the car that you want and how you want it, but you can see what other people are paying for the same car you're looking for down to the zip code. So you know what to expect to pay for the car that you want. It's a transparent process. And once you decide on the car you want, you could lock in guaranteed savings on average over $3,000 off MSRP. Then you'll be connected with a trusted True Car certified dealer that will honor your savings without a negotiation. So when you're ready to hear a new transparent car buying experience, save time, save money, never overpay. Download the True Car app today. Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Sestrino here, back with another episode of the Spicin' Hour. And let's go ahead and jump right into this because I have got Spicin' on the line. Let's go ahead and bring them in. It's Spencer Pratt and Tyson Apostle. It's Spicin'. In my headphones. Yeah. Spicin'.
What up?
Wow.
We're here. We did it again, guys.
Oh my gosh. I've been waiting all week for this.
Yes. We're actually recording this on a Saturday. Usually we record on a Sunday. And typically it's because on Sunday, but it's Mother's Day this week. So trying to move things around.
Well, that's really going to date our show, Rob. Now everybody, when they tune in like around Christmas and they're like, oh, that thing was Mother's Day. I'm not listening.
Well, we talk about current events.
Okay, fine. You got me.
Yeah. Now the related video, I always play Spencer's video off of YouTube. The related video is Al Roker rips Heidi and Spencer to pieces on the Today Show.
Oh, he didn't rip us to pieces.
He ripped you to pieces?
I'm
when is this from?
I'm in all my pieces. This guy, he got so emotional because I was calling him the weatherman before we started filming. And I was like,
wait, this is from June 2009.
Is it obese Al Roker or skinny Al Roker?
Do you want to hear it?
I didn't know he was either, but then I started getting into it with him. And next thing you know, he's saying he'd like to tase us and tie us up. And
Tyson, do you want to hear this?
Yeah, I do. Okay, it kind of sounds like he...
Here's Al Roker ripping Heidi and Spencer to pieces.
Didn't take long for Heidi and Spencer Pratt, stars of MTV's The Hills, to make their mark in the Costa Rican jungle on NBC's I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. We're going to speak to them in just a moment, but first, here's NBC's Lee Cowan.
Okay, so then we go to
that's all
Heidi and Spencer.
He got
and
me.
He got you. All right, so let's cut back to Al Roker after they do the piece.
Along with celebrity in this country. How do you
think that was just Paul Telegdy that said that from NBC.
When you look at this stuff that you have on this tape, do you have any regrets about doing what you're doing?
I was actually going to ask your producers to get a copy of that little highlight reel because that was one of my favorite things I've ever watched.
Is it really?
Absolutely.
When you decide to do this and you're screaming at people, and is this just an act or is this who you really are?
Well, I'm not an actor, so I guess.
The News of the Hills was somewhat scripted, even though it's reality. I mean, this is you want to be the villain.
Oh, no, I never said that.
No, you said that.
For the competitive show. Like, you know, not in life. I want to be the hero. But in a show that has a competition.
But when you act like that, how do you expect people to think of you as a hero?
No, but on that show, I'm the villain. Mm-hmm. In life, I want to be a hero.
Uh-huh. Yeah, wait, what are you on this show?
The villain.
You're a villain on this show?
Oh, only because
I feel like you're the hero on this show.
The Spicin' Hour?
Yeah.
Oh.
You said you're a villain and all my heart stopped coming.
Uh-oh.
Hero. We're saying hero.
Hero.
He's the drunk. Titan.
Somebody needs a drink on this podcast.
What? I think we're all heroes here, man.
Yes.
This is the hero.
No
podcast.
Villains. No villains on this show.
No, I meant on that show I was the
Tyson
villain.
Was a villain on Survivor.
It's true.
Yeah. They even gave him a buff that said that.
The burrito eater. Al Roker didn't really sound like he got you. It sounded like you kind of got him better than he got you.
No, that's I just love they always say, oh, he got you. It's like, no, you didn't.
You got Rokered.
But yeah. Then we got into it on like our TMZ little beef and Twitter and da 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 da.
Al Roker was zinging you from TMZ?
Oh, yeah. You check out TMZ. Al Roker says he wants to have Spencer and Heidi tased and whipped and chained.
In like a sex dungeon, or what's he thinking? That's a,
this was, he was way ahead of the 50 Shades of Grey.
Do you still get the TMZ guys coming up to you?
Nope.
I felt I would talk to them all day.
I usually did. The last time I saw TMZ, I was with Tyson and I was begging them, please film us.
Yeah.
He was like, Spencer actually said, I miss you guys. I miss being famous when they had cameras in his face.
And they were like, get out of here.
And Natalie was trying to get Spencer to pitch Cadillac. And Spencer's like, what are you talking about? I'm not going to pitch them.
Pitch Cadillac.
Yeah. She had some weird thing. Like she thought that she was getting paid to do a commercial with TMZ cameras.
She's like, get the Cadillac that, in the shot. Get the Cadillac in the shot.
Wait, so Cadillac paid Natalie to do...
No.
There was a Cadillac. We were, our ride was a Cadillac Escalade.
Yes.
And Natalie was like, if we get Cadillac in the shot, we're going to get a... We're all going to get free Cadillacs.
Is that true?
That was what I didn't get one.
I didn't get one either. You think Natalie got all of them? She put our shipping addresses all as her home.
I'm just going to have no comment. I feel like she's just waiting for her social media beef with Spidey. It's a no comment on that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, nobody even knows. There's thousands of Natalies in the world. It could be any one of them.
Yeah. Speaking of Marriage Boot Camp, Marriage Boot Camp 3 is around the corner, and I have an exciting announcement that... Ooh.
Breaking news are happening now.
Yes. This week, I got an official title from WeTV as a Marriage Boot Camp ambassador.
Whoa. What? You did?
Yes.
How did you get that and I didn't get that?
Because WeTV has identified me as a influencer. And now I have free assets of Marriage Bootcamp Season 3 to share with the world. Mean? Yeah, I get like promotional materials now.
Oh.
Wait, they're sending you like clips?
They reached out to me.
OMG.
You know what they're doing? They're piggybacking off mine and Spencer's friendship with you, bro.
They're horning in.
Yeah. And then they didn't even reach out to Spencer or I?
I don't know if it happened earlier this week, but I think it was like an intern there. I don't know if it was like anybody who was like a higher up that was at WeTV. I think they probably just did a Google search about Marriage Bootcamp and ended up on my website.
Everyone in the whole network was watching this podcast.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Non-stop.
Marriage Bootcamp Season 3 is around the corner.
And we're going to talk about every episode.
Okay. I'm up for it.
If we get early viewing rights to the show.
You want screeners.
I want screeners.
Wow. I'm very excited.
I can't always watch it Friday, Saturday. You know, it's like if I can watch it on a Wednesday or a Thursday or something like that, it makes it easier.
You watch it earlier.
You have WeTV, which is incredible.
Who does?
We all do.
Yeah. Is it part of your basic cable?
No,
you don't have WeTV. If you don't have WeTV, you're not all in.
Yeah,
I paid extra for my WeTV, like HBO or a Showtime type deal.
Do you want to hear the clip for the coming Marriage Bootcamp Season 3?
Definitely.
No, but play it.
Okay. All right. Tell me when to stop.
This season on That's Marriage enough. Bootcamp Reality Stars.
Don't touch me. I'm not that bitch.
Your relationships are crumbling.
Does that sound familiar?
You wouldn't be here.
The cougar.
Yeah, I am a one woman.
The jealous lovers.
Somebody else told it to you and it was gossip.
The rehab relationship.
You're a drug addict.
That's the situation.
You ruined my family.
The coolest couple.
If we can't get this down,
that's Jeff and Jordan.
Isn't gonna work.
And a marriage on the edge of disaster.
Tell me the truth. This is your last hope.
From the tabloids.
Every day.
Boy, Kendra is really getting in Hank Baskett's face. I didn't even know they were still together, right? Didn't he like cheat on her with a transsexual?
I don't believe any of that.
You don't believe that?
You think that was just hype?
I think it was an incredible storyline.
Okay. Maybe that's like the kind of thing where she was like pissed at him and then she leaked that.
I think it was incredible script.
This is a script.
Yeah. Who wrote that, do you think?
It's a good script.
One of the best reality TV writers in the game right now.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Great script. People are saying on Periscope that he admitted it.
That's all part of the script.
It's all part of the script. Yeah, those were his lines. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spencer, don't you have a story about divorcing, something like that?
I mean, everybody's done the fake divorce storyline. That's like 101.
You and Heidi got a fake divorce?
Legal separation and then annulled the separation.
Yeah. So you guys weren't having marital problems and then they made you get fake divorced on the show?
No, the Hills tried to get us to do the real divorce. So despite them, we did our own divorce and sold like the photos and the story for each, like, you know, Heidi signs the paperwork at the courthouse.
And you went through with that or you had to?
No, this was off camera. Paid. This was getting paid to do that.
By who?
I can't be...
Media outlets.
Thank you.
The powers that be, like media outlets, paid you to get a separation?
Let's just say they don't ask for the details. Let's put it that way.
I'm so confused. So let's just say hypothetically, like a magazine, Tyson Quarterly comes to you and says, hey, we want you to get a legal separation from your wife and we'll pay you $500 to do that.
So we can have the
exclusive.
It would work more like somebody in Spidey camp would say to Tyson Magazine, how much would it be worth for exclusive Heidi signed paperwork for divorce pictures? And then that number gets thrown at you and you go, oh, really? So then you may ask around a little bit more and then all of a sudden you're like, let's go get that photo.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, this ties into
cash monies, dude.
A voicemail
here.
A voicemail that we got this week for you guys. Of course, our voicemails come in every week at robisawebsite.com/spiceinvoicemail. This is a question for Spencer that's sort of in this ballpark.
Spencer, you've done a lot of reality TV. I want to know how you got into it. Who introduced you? Did your parents? Did you know Brody ahead of time? Did you really meet Heidi on the Hill? Tell us how you got your start.
Have we talked about this at all?
No.
I'm sure. That sounded like a robot from Ex Machina.
Ava?
That was Ava talking right there.
Oh, dude. The end of that movie, I thought she was at least going to make out with that nerd.
Oh, you didn't even tell me you saw it.
Don't spoil it. No spoilers.
Well, at least you all know she doesn't make out with the nerd at the end.
Well, that was the only reason why I was going to see it.
Oh, well, my gosh. The only reason I can't believe you didn't call me right after to talk about that movie.
I think I did talk to you right after, but I don't think we talked about the movie.
I bet Rachel hated the movie.
She was okay with it. She said it was okay.
Like,
this is way too sci-fi-y.
Yeah. She didn't get all the... when we go to watch a show like that, she's like, oh, I don't get all the circuitry and stuff. I'm like, you don't have to. It's a robot. Like, you don't need to understand the circuitry and how it works. It's just there, man.
I understood the circuitry.
Well, yeah, guys are going to understand the circuitry.
So to the voicemail, what happened was I was in a photo of Mary-Kate Olsen wasted at a prom and somebody somehow got that photo to a magazine and somebody somehow...
Wait, so you were friends with the Olsen twins?
Through their boyfriend, you know, like,
okay.
They were in the same group. I doubt they were like texting me. and so this person ended up getting like $45,000 at like 19 years old and was like, whoa, these magazines, to be like famous in these, you can get that much money for one photo. So then I see the Osbournes on TV and I'm like, wait, what is this show? They're just cleaning up dog poop in British accents. And I was like, this is a hit show on MTV. I know of a guy that has a way bigger house and it's in Malibu. This house is in Beverly Hills. It's not even that big. So I call up my friend Brody and I'm like, yo, you want to do a reality show? He's like, haha, yeah, sure. So I go and buy a camera and then I just showed up at his house and started filming. And then his stepdad was always swearing at me to get out of the house and leave the pool house that I was staying
in. Not Bruce Jenner.
No, this was David Foster.
Okay.
And then I had like 5 minutes. I edited on iMovie of David just yelling swear words at me to get out of the house and just the big mansion. And I cut it just like the most bootleg clip, 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 like, you know, with like the subtitle opening that comes down in the corner from iMovie. And it got to Fox and then they called and they were like, we'll give you $3.7 million for 6 episodes. And I was like, oh, sweet. I'm in.
Wow.
You should watch Princes of Malibu or The Princes of Malibu?
The Princes of Malibu.
The Princes of Malibu is hilarious. You get to see Spencer like real early on. He looks basically the same, but like that was his start, even pre-Hills and everything.
So you
crushing it.
basically invented this genre?
Definitely the hybrid reality. I had a part of the invention because we were the first show that really like scripted out scenes and like, you know, just kind of improvised. And, you know, the family docuseries. Kim Kardashian filmed her first episode of reality TV on our premiere. She had her little cameo at the pool party. And Kris Jenner looked at me and was like, we need to do this with Bruce and my daughters and everybody. And I was so drunk and like had my own Fox show. I was like, cool. Good luck. You know, I should have been like, great.
Shut it down.
When do you want to start filming?
Wow. So you could have moved in as Ryan Seacrest as the executive producer of the Kardashians.
They wanted Brody and I to help them do what we did. And we were like, we just played them out. So they went to Ryan, who had just signed his new E deal. And they wanted to do a 6-hour docuseries. And he had a time slot part of his deal. So they just threw the Kardashians on there. That part is like Ryan's deal to, not because they're like, this is going to be the greatest family ever. So it's just crazy.
Yeah.
So you could be Ryan Seacrest.
Well, definitely.
but then like the Laguna Beach and the Hills, like you weren't like the executive producer of those things, right?
No. We were on at the same time as Laguna Beach, and theirs was way more real. Like ours was over the top, you know, the way I like reality TV, very loud.
Yeah.
And theirs was just, you know, a real type of follow show. And then so when our show got canceled because Linda and David got divorced after the first episode aired, after they'd been married 25 years. So then because of the show, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yes. And other reasons. I can't be just the show. And so I get a call and they're, so then I have to go back to college. I'm like, forget this. And I see the Hills credits and I see one of the producers that worked for me on Prince of Malibu. I call him. I'm like, what? You have a show and you didn't get me on it and you just got a check off of me? Like, let me get on. He's like, no. This is a set cast. They're from, you know, this is already, you can't just be on this show. And I was like, yeah, right. Brody and I will see you in the club. And so we just roll up in the club.
Wow. And how did you go from being somebody who's like creating these shows to then being on a show?
Because the money you get from being on a show is so much more than like trying to create a show that you forget that you're like, I was not even supposed to be on camera in the Prince of Malibu, but one of the producers was like, get in there and like somebody's, you know, get everyone fighting. And I was like, fine, I'll get everyone fighting. I can do that. So I just jumped on camera and ended up being on camera. But my goal was not to create a show with Brody that I was on. It was supposed to be Brody and Brandon, his brother. But that is the big question of life, how I ended up in front of the camera, whereas I love making reality TV way more. And since nobody will give me a job doing that, I have to make my own reality TV in front of the camera.
Okay.
I liked the premise of the show was basically like Brandon and Brody's stepdad, David Walsh, trying to like get them to be more responsible. And Spencer was like the bad influence friend who would help them find ways to, like, David Walsh would kind of tell him like, you know, go earn some money on your own. And so Spencer would be like, let's rent out his music studio to hardcore rappers and we'll make money that way. So it was kind of like Spencer and Brandon and Brody versus David Walsh. And they were all using David Walsh's money and assets to battle each other.
I'm never calling David Foster again. I'm just going to call
David Walsh.
David Walsh.
Who's David Walsh?
Is he the dad on 90210? Yeah.
David Foster. Who's David Walsh? Could somebody answer that for me? I'm going to have to Google it.
The voicemail. Once you get in reality TV, you can never get out.
Yeah. Wow. So
David Walsh is he's the journalist that kind of started outing Lance Armstrong.
That's why. And you're worried that he's going to look into you and find your sorted his. Yeah.
So David Foster. Yeah. So that's the premise of the show, but it's pretty hilarious. I'm shocked that it didn't do more seasons.
Wow.
Yeah. We were on after the relaunch of Family Guy, after it was canceled and went to like Netflix or DVD, and they brought it back after it's like first season. So we relaunched with the Family Guy on Sunday nights in between that and The Simpsons. We had a McDonald's and Coca-Cola sponsor. I was supposed to be a multimillionaire within like 3 months, and instead I had to go back to college.
How much McDonald's and Coca-Cola did you eat in that time, though?
The most ever. And they were at every like filming thing, just like all you could eat. I was like, this is incredible.
Wow. Wow.
Like a lot of like, let's say, poor people can eat at McDonald's, but poor people can't eat 30 Big Macs in a day.
Ready for, speaking of fast food hookups, when we did this partnership with Taco Bell for like the World Food Program hunger thing, the CEO of Taco Bell gave me his actual little Taco Bell pin that's a bell. And he gave it to me and he said, this is gives you all you can eat free at any Taco Bell in the world. And I tried it at like multiple ones. And I like tried to explain this to the people and they were looking at me like I was insane. So I just, you know, threw that away.
So you had a Taco Bell talisman?
So I can get pins, just random Taco Bell pins and hand them out like I'm someone important there and be like, this is going to get you free food. Trust me. No. Talk to the managers every time you go in.
No, it became a thing where I was like, it's way easier to pay for this Taco Bell than be like, this pin right here.
Than to have them call World Headquarters.
Yo, this is real. This is real. And then I was just like, okay, $4. Here you go.
Wow.
There's a rumor that I don't actually think is a rumor. There's some former survivors who were like participating in a golf tournament with the owner of Hooters or the CEO of Hooters or something. And they all got like lifetime like meal cards at Hooters. So you could go in anytime and just like get food for all your friends.
And did it really work? Was it like the Taco Bell pin?
Fair Play has one. James Clement has one. Ozzy, I think, has one.
Wow.
So, I think it was Fair Play that was bragging, and they gave Ozzy and Fair Play one that also included drinks. Mm-hmm. But James Clement, because he compounds some drinks, bro, they gave him one that was food only.
They said, we'll take too much of a beating if we give this guy the drinks one.
Hooters would no longer exist if they gave him a...
Yeah.
When I was in Australia with him and Boston Rob, he drank probably about $3,000 of cheap liquor a day.
$3,000 of cheap liquor a day.
It was crazy, dude. Like we'd go to a restaurant for breakfast and he'd have like 40 shots.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why doesn't Survivor do like how the Bachelor Island, whatever that one's, Bachelor in Paradise? Why doesn't Survivor do some type of, you know, where now all the single people go on like a Survivor Island dating type show?
That's a good idea. So you want to take like all of like the hot babes and hot hunks from Survivor and then bring them, like spin them off into like another show that might be on CBS also.
Yeah. And on this show, they drink and they still can have like little challenges and Survivor type things that the fans still love in Survivor, but it's more, there's more luau's and more barbecues and, you know, more hookups and the girls get makeup and everyone can shave and whatever they want and deodorant and perfumes and colognes.
Well, maybe that's your next big hit idea, Spencer, but I think that Survivor feels like that would sort of like weaken the brand to do that. And I think that they feel like that to sort of water it down, and The Bachelor gets away
Bachelor
with it.
Bachelor in Paradise, the brand's never been stronger with that. Have you watched Bachelor in Paradise? It's one of the best shows on TV.
I didn't watch Bachelor in Paradise. I watched The Bachelor, the other one that they use, Bachelor Pad. I watched
Bachelor
that.
Bachelor in Paradise is even better.
Yeah, you know what?
We're going to review the new Paradise on this podcast. I call it, you can't do your own, Rob.
Well, we already have people that cover The Bachelor.
Not in Paradise.
Yes, we do.
Wait.
Amy and Haley, they cover The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, and Bachelor in Paradise. And we could talk to them or you can talk about it too.
Are they fun to talk to?
Yeah, they're great to talk to.
I call the Super Bowl, it comes from
being on Rob as a podcast. That's they're the hosts of the Bachelor and Bachelorette podcast.
Damn, you got a whole franchise.
Yeah, because I don't want to have to watch it. That's why I have people that cover those shows.
It off to somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got too much to watch, Rob.
Yeah, I don't want to have to watch it on this show.
But honestly, like imagine Survivor, except for there's more emotion involved and they crush two people every week instead of just one.
Yeah. No, I think it's a fair idea.
Somebody, you get like clipped off the show. So it's like, you better start hooking up.
Okay, so this is what we would pitch to CBS for this. What's the name of this?
It can't be Bachelor in Paradise because that. No,
it has to be like something like Surviving, whatever.
Surviving Survivors.
Surviving Survivors, or like Surviving Love, or something like that.
Surviving Love.
Yeah.
Survivor sluts,
Love Survivors. Yeah.
I don't think that would go over well. It's still a family show.
Is it undateable? Is it all people that didn't make the merge? Is that the idea?
Yeah, it's all people who didn't make the merge or people that don't have, you know, loved ones at home or whatever.
Because Lynn Spillman found these people. They're good. They're good TV. They just didn't go far on Survivor. And then the appeal to Jeff is like, Jeff, you know how you don't want to travel like all year round? Well, we're going to film this one in like in a mansion in Los Angeles.
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah, and you can go home at night and... It's not bad. It's not bad. I just think that they feel like it would just water down the actual brand.
It needs to still have like a Survivor element. Like it's not just chilling at this pad. It's kind of like a Road Rules, Real World, Rivals, Challenge feeling, but a little bit more, you know, it would be a cross between the three.
Spencer, are you on top of what Survivor is doing right now?
I know that Tyson can't go back in and... That's about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tyson, set this up.
And I'm going to pull up some pictures. And you got to, are you periscoping right now, Spencer? Or are you watching one of us periscoping?
I can do either. What do you want?
Okay. Why don't you look at Tyson's?
Look at my periscope while Rob explains this to you.
Okay. So they're doing a thing called Survivor Second Chances. And what I've been busy doing all week is I'm interviewing all of the 32 people, or as many of the 32 people that want to be interviewed, who are getting voted back in by America to go play on the next Survivor season, which is called Survivor Second Chance. And we thought it would be fun if you could just take a look at the pictures of these people, and then you can endorse a bunch of these people that they should go back, and then they could say, Spencer Pratt endorsed me to go back to Survivor. But it might hurt their chances also. You might derail somebody.
I'm a dangerous...
You might pick somebody out.
Let me give you a quick story real quick. I was in this big time celebrity place I shouldn't have been. And this big movie star, you know, 20-year-old kid was getting all geared out at the Styles place. And he's like, hey, mate, I'm in blah, blah, blah movie. I just came out here from Melbourne, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, let's get a picture, mate. And I said, let me be honest with you, kid. Clearly, you haven't been in Hollywood long enough. You've been over in Melbourne. You can't be taking photos just randomly and posting them up on social media. You just happen to throw a Spencer Pratt photo. You'll be back in Melbourne before you know it. He's like, excuse me, mate? I'm like, can't just be taking photos with anybody that you don't know, because I could sabotage your whole career in one Insta post, brah.
And how would you do that?
Him posting that photo with me and him.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. These Survivor people, do they really want me promoting them?
Well, I think it's a fun thing to do.
You're not promoting them. I'm going to show you a picture of them, and you tell us what you think, yay or nay, or why you think, just based only on their picture.
But it's a big gamble, because then you might say, oh, I like this person, and then people are like, well, I'm not voting for them if Spencer wants them to go back.
That's what I'm saying to the Melbourne kid.
Yeah.
Well,
that way, look,
this is the risk I'm willing to take.
This is the risk where me, Tyson, and I are willing to risk it.
Okay, you ready?
Okay. Yep. Are you starting with men or women?
My periscope.
I'm watching. I'm hardy.
Kelly Wigglesworth from season one Borneo. There she is. What do you think?
I got to see all my options before I make.
Oh, okay. Then we got Kimmy Kappenberg, season two. We got...
Well, could you talk us through your thought process as you're going through this? Because it's just going to be boring if we just say the names.
What are you thinking of these pictures and who they are as people? Like season one, that's 15 years ago. Do you want to see?
I don't know. It's hard. These all look like yearbook photos.
Yeah, don't they look like... Yeah, it's like some horrible like sorority montage.
There's no personality in any of these photos. It's hard.
PG Lee looks a little different. PG Law.
Go up above PG Law.
To Teresa T-Bird.
Yeah, Teresa T-Bird looks ready to go.
She's ready to go.
And what makes you say that? Her athletic tank?
Her eyes. She's got killer. She's ready to kill.
Yeah. So we got PG Law going on. You already saw her. And then we got, here's a few more. We got Monica Padilla, however you say it.
I think Monica could definitely game some fools.
Okay.
Yeah. Some bros would be all up on that. And then we got Stephanie Valencia.
I have a sister named Stephanie. They're tricky girls. Be careful. Watch out for Stephanie's.
Mm-hmm.
Michaela Wingel, who got voted out by a guy who was so attracted to her that he was afraid she was going to tempt him into cheating on his wife or something like that.
She should.
And then they got divorced.
Wiggle her into there, Wingel.
Yeah. And then we got Sabrina Thompson, Abby Maria Gomez. She's from Brazil, so she's got like a real thick accent.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. This girl, Sierra Easton.
This is a lot of people to choose from. I can't.
This is just the women. This is just the women.
This is just the women, too.
Yeah.
Sierra Easton, she almost caused my downfall on the season I won.
Then let's throw Sierra Easton in there.
Okay. We got Tasha Fox.
That's a good name.
We got Cass McQuellan. We got Wentworth. There you go, Kelly Wentworth. We got Shireen. Shireen.
I think we got to go with Wentworth because she's watching your Periscope.
And yeah. Carolyn.
And Carolyn at the end.
Carolyn's also watching the Periscope?
No, she's probably not.
All right, then I'm going with Wentworth.
Okay.
Okay, so who are your picks? Your picks are Wentworth.
Oh, how many can go in?
10.
Yeah, and you've already established your resume as like a brilliant casting person.
Oh, but
you make reality TV.
These photos is too superficial.
Too superficial. Okay.
But isn't that what reality TV is?
No, I would need 20 seconds to determine a reality superstar.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Maybe we should have Spencer watch the videos and then next week he can endorse people.
I'll watch some videos.
Okay. So we'll send you the videos to watch for everybody and you tell us who you like of the guys and girls. How about this? How about for next week's episode? We all watch all the videos and we predict the 10 men and 10 women that are going.
I don't want to do that.
Then let's not do that.
I don't want to do it just because I feel like
friends with everybody.
And I'm not friends with everybody. I feel like that I would influence the vote by doing that. So I don't want to do that.
You're an ambassador of Marriage Bootcamp.
If anything, what I would do maybe is I'll write down my things in an envelope and then I can open the envelope after they leave.
Okay. I guess you could. I mean, sure. Yeah, we could do that too. That's what we should do for know-it-alls.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Well, I was going to show you the guys too, but it sounded like you can't really choose someone based on pictures only.
I'm going to watch the videos. It's just rude to just pick people off their yearbook photo.
Surprised that Spencer is so above this.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you'd be in the slumming with us.
Horse for a second, man.
I just can't pick off of just a photo. That's not...
You don't know if it's a good photo, a bad photo.
This is my credibility in picking a superstar. I'm not going to just throw it around. I'm going to at least spend a little time on it.
Okay.
That's true.
All right. Fair enough.
Yeah, we'll send you the links.
Okay. Are you guys ready?
I'll do a pee break real quick.
Pee break.
No, we don't need any pee breaks.
Yeah, by the way, Spencer, that I had a pee break or Tyson had a pee break in the podcast I did with him on Thursday and I forgot to edit it out of the show.
Well, that's funny.
It was funny because I didn't find out about it until the next day. And people were like, I don't know if you meant to leave that in there, but I was like, I didn't mean to, but it was still, it's a funny moment. Cause then Tyson comes back and says, I didn't wash my hands cause I took a shower today.
That's what's creepy is I believe that.
Did he already leave? Is he already gone?
Oh, and he said pee break. He was already gone.
That was it. That was it. Really. He doesn't mess around. Boom.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I've heard all of that.
Yes.
I ate soup today and I got a drink with my meal. So that's double liquid. It's
double liquid. What soup?
I got chicken noodle. They usually have this black bean with sausage. That's really great, but they didn't have that today.
Who does? Taco Bell?
The restaurant by my house.
Oh, wow. Are you a regular there?
Not too regular. They also make mattresses. I don't know if you've heard of Casper mattresses.
They have a diner also?
Yeah, and you just lay down and relax, and oh man, it's real relaxing.
Oh my God. Okay. All right. You ready for some spice and news?
Woo! I'm ready.
Okay.
Spice and news.
Here we go. Spice and news coming up. This crazy buddy that brings spice and every cat picks. If you read it or you doubt it, you're gonna talk about it. Give me the spicy news. Spice and news time. Okay, how about that?
Brought to you by.
it's brought to you by our friends over at True Carb.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's True Car.
True Car.
If you need a True Car, go to TrueCar.com.
That's right. All right, you guys ready to jump into the spice and news?
Hold on, let me get on my Casper bed.
All right.
Okay, ready.
All right. So there's a couple in Florida that was arrested for having sex on a public beach in front of beachgoers, including children. They said the reason why what was actually going on was that the woman was dancing on top of the man to wake him up. And now
this is horrible. This story. I can't even believe they're going to give these people like 20 years in prison for just having a little fun on the beach.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Federal prison, like 20 years.
Yeah, but that's
years.
The thing. Like if she's just dancing on top of him to wake him up, is she dancing on top of him naked?
Yeah, they didn't see any actual penetration in the video. It looks like she's just riding a horse.
15 years.
Wow. Yeah,
it's ridiculous. I read that and I was like, this is a crime.
Which part is?
That you can go to jail for 15 years having sex.
You better
on the
be
beach.
Careful. You live close to the beach.
So we're talking about the alcoholic beverage?
No, like my first thought was, oh my gosh, allegedly this would never happen to me.
Yeah, no, they really were having sex allegedly.
All the sand and everything.
Yeah. Tyson, okay. You say thumbs down for that? That's a bad idea.
I don't know.
No,
they had two towels. What about blankets?
They had a blanket or a towel. They definitely weren't just like in the sand with nothing covering them.
Okay. I suppose if you can get there and can be sand free, then it's not the worst idea. But in public, I just feel like there's so much pressure. It's like peeing in front of an audience. There's a little more pressure to really get things going, I feel. Is that not right?
I don't know what's worse. This story or the story about the people that got stuck underwater having sex?
Who got stuck underwater?
You didn't hear that article or read that? No.
Was that this week too?
No, this was, I think, in the summer.
Where did they get stuck?
They were having sex in the water and they got stuck.
Oh, that they couldn't separate? Was that what it was?
Correct.
I feel like I did hear this story.
Whoa, why could they
it's
not?
Some it's
like a suction, like a
air or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's science here.
It's like a Chinese finger trap. It's like the harder you try to pull it out, the more it gets stuck, right?
So would you rather get stuck in the water or go to jail for 15 years?
Get stuck in the water.
Well, what did they have to do? Surgically remove everything or what was going on?
I forgot the story.
They had to cut the people from the waist up and just leave their lower half of them.
I would think that I would imagine that once the excitement ends, I feel like that might just resolve itself.
Yeah,
right?
Like if you just kind of
but
chill.
I feel like then how did it become a news story if that's what happened?
Yeah, because
I feel like they had to go to the hospital.
How long were they in the water? They were like in the water for 17 hours before they finally decided to ask someone for help.
Yeah, that they're stuck and have to go to the emergency room like that. How they even?
They're actually, Angelina Jolie's directing the movie about them surviving.
She is? Wow. Spencer, do you follow the human centipede stuff?
Like the movies?
Yeah. Did you see the trailer for the new human centipede?
Whoa, there's a brand new one?
Yeah.
I don't know what this is. Is that where everyone dances in the prison yards?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Yeah, you've seen that? What do you think of that? Do you ever watch any of those movies?
I haven't seen that. I've seen like a YouTube clip with like everyone in like pink outfits.
Tyson, would you ever watch that?
Watch what?
Human centipede movie?
I've seen part of one, but I had to leave. they're too graphic for me. I don't like the Saw movies and stuff like
yeah.
that. Like I like thrillers and like things like that, but when it gets too violent for me, I don't care much for that.
Yeah, the human centipede, this new one that they're going to make a 500-person human centipede in a jail. They're like the most violent like jail yard of all time, and they're going to take all 500 guys and make a human centipede.
So you really haven't heard of the human centipede before, Spencer?
I like I said, I know in those like videos on YouTube, I've seen huge groups of people in prison yards doing like a choreographed dance, but I don't know anything more than that.
Wait, so the first human centipede movie came out like, I don't know, 5 years ago. And
you don't know anything about this?
Nothing.
And
you're lying.
No, I'm not even trying to be funny.
It was this underground
like,
dude.
I'm trying to just be like, huh? What are you? I think I'm being pranked.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to tell you about it.
I think we're being pranked.
I don't know who's being pranked, but I want to explain human centipede.
Okay, right, let
now.
Tyson explain it.
So basically the premise of the first one is that this evil doctor wanted to see if he could sew three humans together, anus to mouth to anus to mouth. And so their digestive tracts would just be huge, one long continuous thing. and it's pretty disgusting.
And somebody tried that?
It's a movie. It's a horror movie. Like he kidnapped three people and tried doing surgery on them to sew their mouths to the other one's anus. And then the second one came out, and it was even more. And now it sounds like there's a new one.
Yeah, and the second one was like that. It was like that. The movie was part of it. Like the second one is about that people like tried to recreate what happened in the movie.
Yeah, something like that.
Rachel loves this movie, correct?
No, I watched like a quarter of it with my friend without Rachel present. And then I was like, I gotta go home, man. This is not for me.
Who watches it and says, you know, this is for me. this is my movie. This is my favorite movie.
Man, they're making a third one. There's people out there that are watching this stuff. Like the Saws. There should not be six Saw movies.
The first one was fine.
No, it was disgusting. And then the second one was so bad.
Hostel is good.
Hostel, I think I never saw that because I thought it was probably too similar to the Saw movies.
I don't know. Hostel 1, kind of, it just felt possible.
Okay. All right. Well,
I just want to tell you that I endorse Human Centipede movies. It's just, yeah.
You do or you don't?
I do.
Okay. All right. I just want to take it. So now I can clip that together. You said I do endorse Human Centipede movies.
Oh, no.
All right. A woman has, you know, those granola bars, Tyson. Do you eat a lot of granola bars?
I've had granola bars in the past. Yes.
What do you prefer? Like a granola bar or an energy bar? Is there a difference?
I think some granola bars are energy bars, but not all energy bars are granola bars.
Okay. Well, a woman went to go eat a granola bar, but she found a small bag of cocaine inside her Nature Valley granola bar wrapper.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Last night in my pizza, there was actually a piece of rope in it. And I was like, I tested to make sure it wasn't just a really strong piece of cheese. And then I was like, no, this is.
Wait, there was rope in the like string?
Like a long piece of string. It kept on coming. I was like, what is this?
Sometimes I'll find hair in my food and I'll pull it out before Rachel can see it so she doesn't complain. It's not mine, but I'm like, it's been cooked, so who cares? That's
wow.
True. Yeah.
Well, sometimes I find like a long hair and stuff. I'm like, I hope this is Nicole's hair.
Yeah. Or your own, that like the one hair that didn't get cut for the last 10 haircuts you got.
Eating food in public is pretty gnarly. It really is.
Yeah.
All right. So this woman found the bag of cocaine in the granola bar. It was like,
gave her so much energy.
Well, she didn't eat it, but she found it. And the authorities are trying to find out how the bag of cocaine got inside the granola bar wrapper.
You would think it probably came from the factory somewhere.
You would think so. But who's doing all this cocaine at the granola bar factory?
I mean, a lot of those people probably are working like graveyard shifts and real long hours.
Yeah. Well, I hope people are not doing drugs at the granola bar factory because we heard about what happened at the Bumblebee Tuna factory. People need to be on there.
That was bath salts.
Is that what it was?
Did you probably. Guys ever watch any videos?
I think cocaine would just ramp up production, don't you think?
I don't know.
Did you see videos of people on Flocka yet?
Flocka? No. Where can I find those? Where can I find those on YouTube?
I'll send you some Flocka videos.
How do you spell it?
I don't know. Flacca.
Hey, Flocka. Yeah, Flocka drug.
I don't know.
Okay.
I can give you the IP address of it on the dark net.
Okay. Somebody said here. they heard people hiding pot in fast food burger orders.
Do you want to hear a video of a young man under the influence of Flocka on YouTube?
Yes.
Okay.
We do?
Okay. Yo, sir. I want to go see Jamaica. Yes. Yeah, Jamaica. Okay.
You fucked up, bro.
Okay.
I never do. What fucked you up, man?
At the bone.
That got better.
Is the Flocka video is going to be like the new Wisdom Teeth poll video?
Is that what it is?
Oh, first off, there's usually no clothes. People on Flocka tend to be naked, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. All right, well, so what is Flocka? What is it?
I have no idea.
Give us the chemical composition of it and how we can make
it. It's a flesh-eating zombie drug, is that what people are saying it is? Well, why do people take it then?
Because people love drugs.
People love Walking Dead. Hello.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
People love drugs, man. If you're like, this is a drug, they'll be like, I'll eat that. Like, shouldn't you learn a little more about it first? No. No, I should. I know too much. You just give it to me.
Wow.
I know people like that.
All right.
I'm not like that. I don't do any drugs, dude.
Yeah, you don't even drink.
Stay in school. Don't do drugs, kids.
Yeah.
And these guys
Speaking of school, yeah, you did something special this week. Tell everybody about
your
school and talking like you're super guy.
Yeah, I did go to my school. So I went to my high school class this week, which was at my old high school, and gave a talk about reality TV, because they wanted me to kind of just like, I think all these young kids are like, I want to get on reality TV and win $1 million and everything's so great.
You should have Spencer come in.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they were like, why don't we invite Tyson?
You have like a scared kind of straight.
Disenchant people.
That should be my public speaking.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys should do it together. Like, you think reality TV is so great? You think you get on there?
Look what it did to me.
Yeah.
So anyways, I just did a Q&A with these kids because I told them, I was going to bring you donuts, all kids, because kids love donuts.
Mm-hmm.
But I got up too late because it was like 11. So then I rolled into the high school and I just did a Q&A because I wasn't going to prep anything for them. And it actually was pretty fun. Like 10 of the maybe 30 kids had tons of questions. And at one point I was like, well, it's all these same 10 kids. I'm just going to call someone out for not asking a question. So I called this this girl out on the back row. I was like, hey, blonde girl. And she answers with the deepest, most masculine voice. And she's like, are you talking to me or her? It was a dude. And I called him a girl. I was like, a young woman in the blonde on the back row. It looks like you've been aching to ask a question. And I covered it pretty well. I was like, yeah, I got long hair. Sometimes people from the back think I'm a girl too. So,
yeah.
Oh my God. You just made this guy's life so bullied up.
I called the high school girl, dude.
And then everybody was probably like laughing after, like,
The guy from Survivor called you a girl.
The teacher high-fived me afterwards. He's like, dude, you're not the first person to think that, but you are the first person to say it right to his face in front of the entire class.
Well, good thing
you
have really long hair.
I know, because I could play it off better.
Wow.
So that was a fun part. And then somebody sent me a Snapchat of a student from high school, and she got a picture of her with me in the background. And was like, the Snapchat said, this dude won Survivor twice.
Oh.
And I was like, well, you got your facts wrong, but cool.
You're not going to correct it.
I know how to get in touch with her.
Yeah.
That's just a perfect example of society today. To be famous, you have to win Survivor twice.
Yeah. Twice.
But they were probably like, oh, you know, that guy won Survivor twice. He couldn't even brought donuts.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, he won $2 million on TV. He couldn't even bring donuts.
It made sense to him why, because I was like, I sleep in every day now because I've won Survivor twice.
I guess so.
I guess I could have had him ordered and had somebody else bring him in.
Sandra would have brought donuts.
Sandra would have.
Yeah. All right. I've got another story that's somewhat drug related, but it's also baseball related. And so
Jose Canseco?
No, not Jose Canseco.
Mark McGwire.
No, different baseball players.
A-Rod.
No, not A-Rod, but he was there at least. So in 2004, the Boston Red Sox won the World Series. Spencer, are you a baseball guy at all?
No.
Okay. Well, in 2004, the Boston Red Sox won the World Series. And, you know, famously, they used to do like shots of like Jack Daniels or whatever before the game. And apparently, according to Pedro Martinez, one of the players, Manny Ramirez, added Viagra to the shot in the playoffs and gave it to the whole team. And the team ultimately ended up winning 8 games in a row on their way to winning the World Series. What do you think of that?
The showers were probably uncomfortable at the end. You know, but they were probably just riding a high. So they're like, it's probably just from winning another game that we feel so great.
They corked their bats.
They did it in essence, cork their bats. Actually, a lot of professional cyclists use Viagra when they race in cold weather because it warms up the lower extremities.
Yeah, and it doesn't have the undesired
boner effect.
Yes.
you don't get the boner effect unless you're in boner mode, is my understanding.
Okay.
So there are a lot of cyclists that would use Viagra to heat their legs up, keep their joints warm and stuff like that. So I doubt Manny knew the science behind that. He probably was just like, I want to get a party going in the shower afterwards, and did what he had to do.
Okay. And that would be funny.
Yeah.
You just thought it would be a funny joke. Man, just Manny being Manny.
Just Manny being Manny, man.
Yeah. And I could think of probably there's probably few worse times to have a boner time sneak up on you than when you're in some sort of a bike race.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
I think that would be.
We were still talking about baseball, but yeah, I would imagine bike racing, it might be uncomfortable.
Well, at least you have tight bike shorts to keep it low pro.
Yeah, and plus that.
No, I think you'd want baggy pants if that.
No, but baggy, it's more obvious. Tight, at least there's some.
No, tight would be worse, I think. I think you see a whole outline. That'd be like Ace Ventura.
You see a whole outline, anyways.
Mm.
That's the thing. If you examine cycling photos, you can see the whole outline.
I feel like that's up for debate. What would be more conspicuous?
I guess we're going to have to turn to the internet on this.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of the internet, a man was arrested after robbing a bank after he Instagrammed all of the money he stole.
What? Did he say that that's where he had got it from, or was he just like, cash money's in the house, yo?
So the man posted a picture of the money that he stole.
Which was how much?
Like 150 grand, right?
Yes. And he also posted the videos of the woman reading the ransom note to Instagram, and they all appeared on the Instagram account.
Cool. And then they tracked him down through his Instagram account.
Yes. And so
people are geniuses.
Yes. Well, he felt like that if he was videotaping it, he felt like he was asking permission for the money and that he didn't commit a robbery. So I think the video was sort of his alibi, he felt like.
Oh, so he could be like, oh, I asked politely for this at gunpoint. They didn't have to give it to me.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
People are always getting themselves busted on social media. It's crazy what rap artists put on social media and all their crew. I'm like, everything you're showing in this video, you're just like putting yourself on blast.
Yeah, like doing drugs and stuff. But I feel like, I guess nobody cares anymore.
That's what I always wonder. Like these major stars like Miley Cyrus doing all this stuff publicly. Like, aren't you worried the cops just going to pull you over and be like, wait, I just saw you posting on Instagram like 10
smoking
minutes
weed,
ago.
Driving around.
Yeah, and now you're driving. Like, you're under arrest.
Yeah,
they don't care, dude. They're above the law, man. Haven't you ever seen The Jinx? That guy murdered like 30 people.
I thought you were going to say above the law with
with The Rock. Is that The Rock?
No, that's Seagal.
Oh, Seagal? Yeah, that would be dope too.
Wow. Yeah, that would be good. All right. What about this story also? So there was a person who tried to cash a $368 billion check.
I saw that. It was a homeless man. He got it from another homeless man, huh? And it was a blank check. And he's like, this blank check, he sold the blank check to the other homeless man for $100. He's like, this check will be cashed out for whatever. And
speaking of blank check, why haven't they done a reboot of the movie, The Blank Check, and like put Zac Efron in it or something?
What's the movie, The Blank Check?
You've never seen Blank Check?
Have you seen that, Tyson?
Yeah, I've seen Blank Check. It's where this kid finds a blank check and then makes all his dreams come true, dude.
Wow.
That's it.
So this story is amazing because the homeless man is like, come up with an amount to write on a check and then cash it. Of course he comes up with $347
billion. $368 billion. But the check is made out to cash.
I mean, unless you're like, oh, this is Bill Gates' check that I found. I don't think it's going to work.
Yes. So the man who tried to cash the check, he says, it's always been my dream to own the best Italian restaurant in the earth. He says, I'm 10% Italian. Cooking authentic Italian food is in my blood. I plan to make the restaurant 80 million square feet to accommodate 30 million eaters at once. Plus, it was going to be totally underwater so people could look at sharks while they ate. But the bank wouldn't give me the money they owed me.
Yeah, he feels like the bank owes him that money because he bought that check for $100, dude. It's,
yes.
It could have turned out to be the most, the wisest investment of all time.
Yes.
Like people could look back in history and be like, remember that really smart guy who was homeless, bought a blank check for $100 and turned it in overnight for $368 billion.
Wow.
Well, nothing's better to me than watching videos of people that like have these whole conspiracies all like planned out, and they go to like the drive-through and they're like, yeah, I called earlier and you messed up my order. So I talked to the manager and they said, if I come back and like do all this effort to get like their free $3 burger. And it's like my PIN is like, it's, is it really worth using your PIN or your conspiracy when you can just pay $3? Crazy.
I had a friend who used to eat like half a burger and then would turn the other half in and be like, oh, it had like, it was plasticky or something. He'd always make up the stupidest excuse and they'd be like, oh, we'll make another one. So he'd always eat a burger and a half at lunch. And I was like, wow, that's.
Damn.
You're right, dude. We'd sit there and wait double while the food had to be prepared again for him. And he'd always come back with like this huge shit-eating grin on his face, like he just pulled off the biggest heist of all time.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I guess that's pretty good. This same friend in high school, this is before I was 18 years old, we went into a McDonald's. As they got a shipment of Monopoly cups in a huge box on their counter, and I was like, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to drive my car around. You grab the whole box, jump in my car, and we're going to go. So we did it, and then we spent like 2 hours peeling all the Monopoly pieces off these cups. And we got a few free ice cream cones and stuff. It was okay.
But didn't we talk about last week what happens when you send food back in a restaurant? Does it count if you get new food?
Yeah, I think if you get new food, it's better.
No.
It's worse.
You're getting that. It's definitely the problem. But my same friend who told me about the restaurant thing, what he used to do back in the day, like all my friends were members of this beach club, but he wasn't. And you'd have to like sign these little like, you know, tickets when you get the food or the drinks at the thing. And so every time he just make up a new name every time and did this for years and just ate like he was a member of this major fancy pants beach club every day for every summer.
Wow.
And what kind of names would he make up? Like real names that were probably there? Or would they be like, this name doesn't exist in our database?
It didn't exist. But by the time they were like doing the accounting, they just didn't get that there was just one guy circulating all these fraud
would
names.
Beat the system.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And one last news story this week. There is a theme park in China that allows visitors to experience a real-life cremation in a death simulator.
Yeah, that is pretty dope. Spencer actually found this story and sent it to me, and I was reading through it, and it's super-duper long, so obviously I didn't read all of it. But basically, they put you in this little coffin, and then they put all these heat fans on you that are like 130 degrees or more, and then you pop out super sweaty, and Chinese people are stoked on it.
Well, I found this article because I was actually looking for this type of vacation, and I was like,
"Is there a cremation vacation?"
Yeah, I was like, "Whoa, this would actually be a good story, and maybe some other people want to have a vacation like I do."
Oh, I'm surprised you didn't find it like on Orbitz or something as like the cremation vacation package.
Wow, it's called the Cremator. In addition to going to the Cremator, this Window of the World Park, it's a cultural theme park. There's over 130 models of different famous attractions, including Buckingham Palace, the Eiffel Tower, the Roman Colosseum, the Leaning Tower of Pisa, and Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, it's kind of like a mixed mash of New York, New York,
mm-hmm.
in Las Vegas, at the Epcot Center in Florida, and a crematorium. So it's like the perfect, like, the guys were sitting down and they came up with that. And it's, I think, the perfect business model.
They spoke to some people that went on the Cremator.
Yeah, let's hear these.
A woman said, "I am never coming back," said a number of women leaving the ride while laughing nervously, adding another, "It was horrifying."
I think they're they don't have movies like The Saw and Human Centipede over in China. And I think that's probably maybe the scariest thing. Because I went to China once and I would jump out and scare people. They were so easily startled. Because nobody had ever done that to them.
I think you told this story on the podcast, like right after you did it. Yeah.
In the museum with all the school kids. I was doing it all the time. Like I was doing it on the street. You could just like do it without even hiding behind anything, just growl at them and they would like shiver.
Yeah.
If a stranger in America growled at me on a street, I probably would shiver too.
Mm.
But what if I did like, we walk, we make eye contact, and then I give you one of these like, rah, rah. Your face.
I would definitely shiver. I'd be like, this guy's on Flocka.
What's up? Well,
you're fine, be yourself.
Yes,
man. You fucked up.
No, I'm sorry.
Be yourself.
I'm sorry.
No.
Right there. I'm sorry, sir. Please.
No. Flocka.
That's the guy on Flocka.
Okay, that's the
I got a way
like,
better.
This is like, okay, so you have this video of you doing drugs on YouTube. And the police don't show up. I don't know how this.
Yeah,
works.
like when Miley Cyrus is doing it, the police come in. Why don't the police come get that guy on Flocka?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dude.
Yeah,
or even like your parents see it. Like your parents are like, "Oh, I just saw this YouTube video. It's got 85 billion hits, and it's you naked doing drugs with your pals." Like, well, that was an act.
Well, parents should have access to all parents should subscribe to their kids' YouTube accounts.
Yeah, and Instagram.
And Instagram. I don't know if my mom subscribes to my YouTube account.
Yeah. Your mom doesn't?
Yeah, she doesn't. But I think if my kid had a YouTube account, I would subscribe to that channel.
So you're familiar with every single subscriber of your YouTube account?
No, but I think I would at least hear from my mom that if she was a subscriber to my YouTube channel.
She would voice her disappointment.
I believe she does not have a YouTube account. That's how I think she's not.
No, these days, just to make Gmail account, you're pretty much making YouTube and Google Plus.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true. Tyson, are you going to subscribe to your daughter's YouTube channel?
Yeah. I'm assuming the apocalypse is going to hit by then and technology will be something of the past.
Oh. Well, you better. Let's hope that's not true because then I won't have a job every week doing a podcast.
Well, you can do it on
knock on wood. Knock on wood.
Landlines.
Well, I have a feeling there'll be no landlines in that state of The Walking Dead.
If you have a landline, will you be okay in the apocalypse?
I think even without a landline, like people will figure it out. Nerds will get us back on top.
I hope so. What a waste of time all this will be if the apocalypse hit.
Yeah.
Well,
right?
Have you recorded yours and had anyone transcribe all your podcasts onto stone?
No. Even on paper and then laminate them.
Stone is, yeah, you could laminate them. That's true.
Oh my God. What a waste. What a waste. All of my life would be if we all just got wiped out.
Yeah.
And no technology anymore.
Well, I think it's pretty.
You were famous.
No, I have nothing.
Right now, my dream house would be in that mountain where EMPs don't hit you. What's it called? The big mountain?
I don't know.
What mountain are you talking about?
Not the Matterhorn. The one that they're moving back into.
Everest?
No, the one that's like a base.
In Switzerland?
In America, in Colorado, in the Rockies. How do you guys not know this? The one that they've had the Stargate in.
I don't know.
Area 51? Which mountain?
Which mountain?
Stargate.
Tomorrowland.
Oh, I forget it.
Okay.
Dude, I have no clue what you're talking about. Do you know something that we don't know because you're more famous than us?
Yeah, just recently, they just
Cheyenne?
Moved
Cheyenne? I believe it's pronounced Cheyenne.
Cheyenne.
Not that mountain. It's got a cooler sound.
I don't know.
All right, whatever.
All right. Do we need a hashtag for this episode of the podcast?
Are you talking about the nuclear base in the mountain somewhere?
Yeah. What's it called?
I don't know. We kind of get the gist of it.
We got it.
It's going to be our hashtag, though.
Yeah.
Oh, it is. Somebody keeps saying it's Cheyenne Mountain.
All right. I'll go with that.
Cheyenne Mountain.
Somebody
does
else
the hashtag. What about the cremator?
I think the. Cremation vacation package.
Cremation vacation.
That person's right.
It's Cheyenne.
Yeah, it's where they filmed War Games.
Well, if you would have told me that, I would have known immediately what it was.
We're gonna go on IMDb.
Yeah,
Marriage Boot Camp show up on your IMDb's yet?
No, not on mine.
Okay. Do you want me to look into that for you guys?
I want my Wikipedia to feature it also.
Yeah, I'd like a lot of stuff.
Well, I think you could just put it on your Wikipedia.
No, I got all these people that always edit and like tell me I'm not a curator of it or whatever.
I bet your Wikipedia is pretty good.
No, it's these guys always get the facts wrong. Here's the problem when you make up stories, they put them in your Wikipedia like they're true. It's like, I made that up. It's not true.
Yeah, I told all of you guys a lie.
Like the worst thing I ever joked about saying to TMZ was like, yo, they banned me from the country. Like, because it's, but it's like, I wasn't banned from Costa Rica. I wasn't even arrested. I was, they won't even say I was detained. But since I joked to TMZ that the prison smelled like children's tears or something, all of a sudden now on my Wikipedia, it's like Spencer was banned from ever going back to Costa Rica. It's like, no, I made that up.
Well, we could bring this back all the way full circle. On your Wikipedia, it says, after leaving I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, Montag and Pratt became notorious for their antics and antagonistic roles, most notably during an interview with Al Roker from Today, when they were described as everything that's wrong with America.
Ow. Yeah, that's the one producer that said that, and that's the reason why I'm not on Celebrity Apprentice, because that producer got so mad at me because he had to, or not producer, he's the president of reality at NBC, and he had to come fly to Costa Rica to like meet with me, so he was so mad, so that's why I'm not on Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah. I think that, you know, you could overcome that.
I think you could get on a Celebrity Apprentice. Dude. Yeah. Do you have rich people that are willing to give millions and millions and millions?
Tyson, will you vouch for Spencer?
Yeah, but I'm not going to do any donation stuff if he calls me and is like, we need to raise $46 trillion.
Yeah, that's a good question. If you went on Celebrity Apprentice, you have to call up all like famous people and get them to give money.
I'll call Rachel Apostle.
You call Rachel and be like, Rachel, this is like two dinners we need.
What about Dave Foster?
What about our FundMe, our Kickstarter campaign?
Oh, yeah. We're going to do a Kickstarter campaign, Rob.
For what?
We're going to get burritos. We're going to get a burrito fund going on Kickstarter enough that we can break the world record podcast at one point in the future. I think if we can raise like 20 to 30 grand worth of burritos, then that should be enough to get us through the 48 hours.
Why do you need so much money for burritos? Aren't burritos like
good burritos.
Like $8? Well, how many could you even eat in 2 days?
Eating, man.
What's the world's most expensive burrito? A Chipotle.
Most expensive burrito?
Well, we're gonna do
the
podcast
with the gold leaf and diamond dust in it and stuff, man.
We're gonna do the podcast in Cabo while we eat these burritos.
In Cabo, yeah, they probably have terrible internet. Yeah,
you have to go to the source.
I thought Tyson said they don't have burritos in Mexico.
No, he went to some weird part of Mexico. They went to like some weird
Americanized part of Mexico. Will serve you a burrito.
Mm.
Americanized. Any part of Mexico's got a burrito. This is crazy.
Okay.
Talk.
Yeah. Let's actually before we wrap this up. Okay. So there was a tweet that was sent out from the Spice and Hour.
Okay.
The Spice and Hour Twitter account, right?
Okay.
And the tweet said, "If this tweet gets 1,000 retweets, then we will break the record, the RHAP record long podcast." And very suddenly, that tweet now has 1,222 retweets.
It went from it went from like 100 retweets up to 1,200, and I didn't get any notifications for any of them.
Yeah,
and if you'll notice, it's mostly our Russian fan base that chimed in there, and most of them don't have any other tweets or any followers.
So what the hell happened there? That seems like that's shenanigans.
It seems like shenanigans. I don't know if we should reward bad behavior.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know exactly what happened here, Tyson. Another mystery. How did we go from we had 50 retweets to 1,222 retweets? And then it's been like stuck on that number for like for a bunch of days.
Yeah.
Did we get on the Twitter follow train at some point?
I guess we must have. I was thinking maybe Billy Garcia put our name in somewhere.
Like, how do we have 1,222 retweets and then 31 favorites?
Yeah.
Is it Photoshopped?
No, it's real.
It's real. Somebody bought bots, Spencer.
Or maybe Maybe Rob just, I always say Rob has a bunch of bots. I asked if his whole award show was bots.
What do you mean it was a whole award show bots?
Somebody spent $9.99 to get retweets.
Boy, and the last retweet is like a picture of like a naked woman's ass is the profile. Like the most recent.
Fans. Naked women's asses are our biggest fans.
Is that right? Yeah, they're all like in like, this one's in like hieroglyphic language and the, I don't know. A lot of these retweets are not English speaking Twitter accounts.
No, most of them are Russian. That's for dang sure.
Either they have like is a naked woman as the Twitter profile or different language. I don't know. This is very suspicious.
Yeah. What do you think, Rob? Are we going to honor that or what?
I don't think so. I don't think so either.
I think we can try again and get honest retweets. And if somebody really wants their $9.99 back, then we've probably hopefully already given it back to them in entertainment.
I just hope it was the Twitter follow train that, you know, hit us and not somebody spending money on fake retweets.
What's the Twitter claiming that it was follow them. Train?
No, that's how you get cost. That's how you get more Twitter followers.
How much did 1,000 cost?
I don't know. I didn't buy them.
I didn't either, but I think it's like $9.99.
We got gifted them, I think.
Maybe we did get gifted them. Yeah, somebody gifted them to us.
Yeah.
I think.
Are we looking at gift retweet in the mouth?
Yeah, you definitely want to. Just you click down them and it's all Russians, man.
Yeah. Will we offend the Russians if we don't accept their retweets? Will this be an international incident?
A Cold War 2.0.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to get like Putin mad at us.
Cheyenne.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Now it's all coming together, guys.
All right. All right. Spice and Hour, once again, in the books. We'll be back next week on Sunday. Of course, you could follow Spencer and Tyson on Twitter. Tyson is at Tyson Apostle and Spencer is at Spencer Pratt. And Tyson was the guest of mine on Rob is a Podcast talking Survivor for over 3+ hours this week.
Yeah, that was a long time. We did it.
Okay. We did it.
I heard there was some very interesting gaming going on.
Gaming?
I don't know. Somebody said such interesting insights on the game.
Oh, on the game. Yeah, we talked about the game of Survivor.
Yeah.
We weren't playing a game.
Yeah, we weren't. We don't play games, man.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, great job, guys.
Thank you, Rob. We're doing cremation vacation hashtag,
cremation
right?
Vacation. There you go. All right. And we'll be back with much more on Rob is a Podcast. Of course, next Sunday, Spice and Hour. Stay tuned for way more interviews with all these Survivor Second Chance people coming all weekend. And Spencer will watch the videos and then next week tell us who he thinks deserves a second chance on Survivor. And why. All right. Looking forward to hearing what you guys have to say in the comments on robswebsite.com. We'll talk to you again soon. Bye.